You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
Well, it is a little bit drier today, but I'm afraid it's not going to last very long.
Well, it doesn't look like it. We're still going to be struggling in many areas of the Corn Belt Midwest with temperatures that are still going to be wanting to trend a little cooler than normal. And we're going to see some shower and thunderstorm activity. We've been in a pattern where thunderstorms develop into the Dakotas, then they slide southeast into the Midwest and Corn Belt. And we're going to see that again as we get into tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and into Thursday. And a lot of the same areas that were impacted by the heavy rain and thunderstorms over the last 24 hours will be the same areas that will likely get rained on again.
So that means localized flooding in places like southern Illinois, southern Indiana?
Well, I would say the bigger concern I have right now is why those areas are going to get rain. It looks like this next batch of shower and thunderstorm activity may be heaviest across the northern parts of Indiana, central and eastern Iowa, then across central and northern Indiana into southern Michigan.
You are out west, so you have a pretty good handle on the wheat crop. What are you hearing about quality?
Well, very good. The spring precipitation that really ramped up in April and the above-normal precipitation that came into May and carried forward into early June has led to some very good conditions. Now, problem is, in some areas, as we get close to getting close to harvest, is whether or not it's going to dry out in times, as a lot of fields are still quite wet.
Turn your attention to El Nino and project how it might play out the balance of the summer.
Well, for the summer season, what tends to happen with El Nino is you don't have the impacts of El Nino in the summer as much as we will in the fall and the winter. But it has led, at least in the late spring and early summer season, to enhanced precipitation in the central southern Rockies, those central and the southern plains. And some of the impacts will continue to impact those areas in the middle to the end of July with enhanced precipitation. But it's going to be later in this year and into early 2016 when the bigger impacts of El Nino will be shown.
Do you see anything on the horizon that might be a trend changer for the cooler and wet bias that we've seen thus far this spring, summer? Maybe does it turn drier and warmer into July?
Well, I think for a lot of July, we're still not going to see any extended period of real heat, and precipitation chances are still going. Where I see it getting warmer and drier is going to be on the back end of summer. As we get into August, September, it doesn't look as cool. So we're going to have to count on that time frame to get the crops to maturity, because I think July is still going to frustrate many.
So that's not good for corn, but it might be helpful for soybeans.
I believe so.
Thank you very much, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.